wrong. I'm just take.
No, just.
I'm going to bring him his coat. My sister always tells me to bring and take. I mess up.
Tomorrow you what?
I will bring him his coat. All right. Maybe I will take him.
I don't know either. I always meant that. The coat won't fit this year, but last year
it fit perfectly.
Okay. And if you were trying to say it blank me perfect, what would you say?
It fits me perfectly.
Last year it?
It fit me.
Okay. If your old clothes worn out, you'd have to buy a man, let's say, a business attire. If it's old and wore out, you'd have to buy a new what?
New jacket?
If a businessman, he was talking about the clothes he would wear, he said his old clothes wore out. All right, well, matching coats and a pant or what?
Matching coat and pant.
Okay. And if the old one wore out, he'd have to buy a?
A new suit.
Okay. You stuff a lot of things in your pockets, they tend to what?
Gold. Gold.
Okay. Anything else? Mm-hmm. If the shirt wasn't, sanitized, you might say, I hope it won't, if when you wash it.
Sanitized, like permanent crusty?
What about, sometimes you buy jeans that haven't been pre-washed, and so if you put them in a hot water
bath. Oh, it doesn't shrink.
Okay. And the one I washed yesterday, what?
It shrunk.
And the one I'm going to wash tomorrow?
Will shrink.
Okay.
I can hear the mistakes I keep on.
No, there are no mistakes.
Oh, no, I mean, I heard it a long time ago. But
the woman likes to put on good clothes. You'd say she likes to what?
Woman likes to put on good clothes.
She likes to dress up. Okay, anything else?
She likes, no.
Something you'd carry your money in as a?
Wallet.
Something you might carry your money in, okay. What about for coins? Is there any different term?
Wallet.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist? You have one on?
Bracelet.
Okay. Suppose there was a lot of little things strung together to wear around your neck?
Necklace again? Beads?
Okay.
Pearl?
All right. I'd say, yeah, use it around your wrist, strung together.
Beads.
All right. What do men wear? They used to wear sometimes to hold up their trousers. You wear
everything.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What is the last thing that you put on a bed with the hot cover?
Bed spread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put?
Head spread.
Well, what do you put your head on?
Pillow.
Okay. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow? You ever a large, long pillow your grandmother might have put across the top of a bed?
My
grandmother. Is it a term bolster?
Yeah, bolster.
Is that what that is or not?
Yes, I do.
You don't use that term?
No, well, we have bolsters, but not on the bed.
What would you define it if I was I doing something wrong with that?
Well, no, you probably didn't right. Well, we have, like, bolsters. It's been so long.
Okay. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
A blanket is real comfortable.
What's the difference between those things?
A blanket is like wool. Quilt is a lot of material, you know, it's got in it. A comforter is more cushion, more padding.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor, usually for some little kids or something? Yeah, you know, it's a place that you temporarily put on the floor for a kid to sleep and you made it up with some
clothes.
No, I mean, maybe a little older kid, 6 or 8 or 7 or something, and you have company or 15 people in the house, and a makeshift bed that you make up on the floor.
Oh, you put, like, pillows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you call it? You have any name for that?
No.
The word pallet?
No.
No? Or, what other term would they call it?